create high-performing teams. An organization's success is largely determined by its employees' ability to work together efficiently to achieve goals. In organizations, much of the work is performed by teams of people working together. All teams will undergo varying levels of change, so it's important to measure team performance over time. It's also a must that all team members of the team continue to practice self-awareness and be transparent so they can best communicate, make decisions, and execute the team's strategy. All teams must strive to become high-performing. The senior leadership team must work exceptionally well together to execute the strategy and set the tone for the rest of the organization when it comes to making decisions, collaborating effectively, and taking action. The same standard of high performance should extend to all teams throughout the organization at all times. Best practices for creating high-performing teams include the following. Consider each team as a mini organization. Create awareness of team members' similarities and differences. Have team leaders monitor and manage team culture. And create flexibility and the ability to adapt to change. 1. Consider each team as a mini organization. Think of each team as a mini organization with its own strategic objectives and expected results. Take, for example, an organization with a strategy that's focused on command and control. Within that organization is a sales department with a team strategy that's focused on growth. This concept applies to the senior leadership team as well. For an executive team, their strategic objectives relate to the overall business strategy of the organization. Many of the strategic alignment approaches described in the design aptitude can and should be applied at the team level. For example, a talent optimizer can use objective tools and methods to assess whether team members' natural styles and collective behaviors are aligned with its business goals. Team members may need to adapt their natural styles for the team to reach its optimal productivity. A business-first approach also helps identify whether new team members should be added, and sometimes whether some current team members should be removed, to further the alignment of team dynamics and the goals the team is pursuing. 2. Create awareness of team members' similarities and differences. Everyone on the team, including team leaders, must have self-awareness of their own behavioral preferences and abilities, as well as an understanding of the behavioral preferences and abilities of the other team members. They should use these insights as early and as often as possible. Employees can't maximize their effectiveness if they don't know their own preferred working style, strengths, and blind spots. Team members also need to know each other's working styles, strengths, and blind spots, and how these interact when different people are paired to work. This applies to senior teams as well. When leaders don't understand the behavioral drives that shape the way they think and work, they'll struggle to execute their plans and overstretch their organizations in the hope of making up for missed results. Consider the following questions at each of these three levels of team participation. Me. What is my natural behavioral style and preference? How do these influence my team? Me plus one, one-on-one relationships. How do I interact with each individual team member? Who do I work well with? Where is my work not as great? How can I adapt to each team member's behavioral needs and expectations so we can perform and be happy in our work? And me plus we, team dynamics. How well do we work as a cohesive group? How do we communicate? How do we make decisions? What situations present challenges for us? Here are selected examples of how these insights translate into higher team performance. Me. Each team member should have self-awareness of their own behavioral styles and be willing to grow to better contribute to the team dynamics. They can do this by following new approaches such as risk-averse employees and executives may need to relax their instinct to slow down. Introverted employees may need to seize opportunities to be heard. Informal leaders may need to be more diligent in their coordination and follow-through. Me plus one. Team members, including executives on senior teams, should use results from behavioral tools to assess the behavioral makeup of key business partners and consider the other individual's preferred working style. Identify how their own working style matches or differs from their colleagues with regard to common team activities, for example, communicating, making decisions, and taking action. Do they find themselves regularly supporting some of their colleagues? Are there individuals on the team they struggle to agree with? This self-reflection should prompt an open discussion between individual team members when they notice opportunities to improve their one-on-one working relationship. And me plus we. Evaluate team dynamics in light of the team's overall execution. For example, if a project team or an executive team struggles to come to a consensus, this team challenge can provide important context for understanding team dynamics. Are there certain members of the team who are markedly assertive and who tend to dominate the conversation? If so, less outspoken employees may feel crowded out of the conversation. Are some team members more conservative in their approach? If the team doesn't thoroughly analyze potential risks, the needs of these conservative team members may not be met. The performance needs of the team, the needs of the individuals on the team, and the needs created by the team dynamic must all be met. This can only happen when all team members reflect on individual and collective insights and adapt their working relationships as needed. 3. Have team leaders monitor and manage team cultures. Team leaders have a responsibility to monitor and manage the well-being and productivity of their team members. Their role is to ensure that issues are surfaced and addressed swiftly, either in private one-on-one sessions or as a team. Team issues can arise when awareness of behavioral differences is non-existent or ignored. Team leaders should ensure that team members have mutual respect and team members actively identify and negotiate preferred working styles. Leaders must also set the expectation that individual differences are welcome and diversity enhances the team's overall performance. This requires an environment based on transparency, awareness, and a willingness to work together. This mutual self-discovery is the foundation for great team dynamics, and leaders should serve as role models for their own teams. 4. Create flexibility and the ability to adapt to change. There's plenty of scientific and academic research validating the business value of diversity in building capacity for innovation and change in organizations. Both innovation and change require multiple perspectives, an environment that respects and values these perspectives, and norms and processes that translate perspectives into actions. One way to improve flexibility is to build well-balanced teams across the organization from an expertise, skills, and behaviors perspective. Your teams should naturally include a collection of individuals who are well aligned with your strategic intent, but where possible, also include people who bring diversity of behavioral styles and thinking to balance your team dynamics.